I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is December 15th, 2012. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today's topic, a letter posted on election night 2012 by Dan Zimmerly, known as the Z-Man, a host at One Nation Under God Radio. His letter begins, "Friends and fellow patriots, this is not the letter I thought I would write tonight. Z-Man, things didn't go quite the way you had hoped, did they? Why do you think your God allowed this travesty? Is he testing us for another 4 years? Or is Satan whipping his ass? Or maybe God didn't appreciate the way you trashed Obama, a Christian family man, so he decided to teach you a lesson. Well, next time you get down on your knees, why don't you ask him? And then tell us what he said." He wrote, "Honestly, going in, I didn't see any way Obama could win re-election." Z-Man, that's what happens when you trust Fox News to provide your information. They are the propaganda arm of the Christian far right, not a legitimate news service. He said, "But I guess I'm not nearly as smart as I thought I was." Z-Man, you worship invisible ghosts. You're not nearly as smart as anyone thinks you are. He said, "Oh well, it never was about me anyway. So what's the next step? Where do we go from here?" Z-Man, you and the rest of the Republican Party will go back to sabotaging the government for another 4 years, hoping that Americans will become desperate enough to put the wolves back in charge of watching the sheep. He said, "First, I would encourage each of you who have fought so hard to get some rest." Z-Man, bad advice. Most of these people are on suicide watch. They need to stay awake and away from sharp objects. He wrote, "Jesus did it, and he did it often." Z-Man, I thought you people were against masturbation. He wrote, he had a garden he loved, and he would go there often to get re-energized for what was ahead. Z-Man, exactly what kinds of plants was he growing in that garden? He said, "I can think of nothing better to do than look like Jesus." Z-Man, that only works for bearded Aryan men. Everyone else is out of luck. He wrote, "At the end of the day, it is about him." Z-Man, just to give you a peek into the rational world, at the end of the day, it is about our families, friends, fun, pets, food, and sex. The last thing on our minds are invisible ghosts. He wrote, "Obviously, the Lord feels that America is deserving of Obama." Z-Man, yet you still hate him so. I can feel it in your words. Unfit to serve. Why don't you trust your God on this one? He wrote, "Sadly, millions of evangelical Christians stayed home." Z-Man, what's worse for you is that millions of evangelicals probably voted for Obama. After all, they had a choice between a Christian and a Mormon, and based on how they feel about Mormons, I'm surprised Romney did as well as he did. He wrote, "By doing so, they voted for abortion, homosexual marriage, and redistribution by the hands of people who care only for power." Z-Man, they should vote for abortion because it is the law of the land. They should support homosexual marriage, as our founding documents guarantee life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, not just heterosexuals. Both sides strive for redistribution. Democrats for the poor, Republicans for the rich. The current fiscal cliff negotiations make that reality clearer than ever before. Rethuglicans are willing to sacrifice 98% of Americans to protect their benefactors, the top 2%. The Z-Man continues, By doing so, they voted for socialism, big government, and a dismantling of our republic. Z-Man, I don't know where you've been living, but America has had socialism for quite some time now. Medicare and Medicaid, disability, Social Security, and all forms of insurance. I notice you have no problem with big government when it comes to the military. America spends more money on defense than the next 14 countries in the world combined. Who are we afraid of? Ecuador? We've got enough nuclear weapons to blow up half the planet. How is our republic being dismantled? The only evidence I've seen of an attempt to dismantle our republic came from Republicans after the election, as they petitioned in numerous states for secession. And Z-Man, have you noticed that every accusation you make turns out to be more applicable to you and your party? No, you haven't. You are completely blind to your own hypocrisy, no matter how precisely it is explained to you. He wrote, by doing so, they voted for the continual fundamental transformation of this great republic our founders gave us. Z-Man, that would be the secular republic our founders gave us. He wrote, pastors were not courageous. For each one who had the courage to stand for this nation, far more wimped out on the concept that they aren't to be involved in the lives of their sheep. Z-Man, excellent description of ghost worshippers. I couldn't have put it better myself. And those pastors who you claimed wimped out were the ones who actually obeyed the law, which allowed them tax-exempt status in return for not interfering in government. They were the true patriots, not the ones you called courageous, who were actually violating the law. Z-Man wrote, wolves came in and they said it was their job to feed sheep, but they never grasped the reality. They had a mandate to protect them. God help us. Yep, we got what we deserve. Z-Man, Schadenfreude, you should look it up. It perfectly describes the elation I'm feeling right now from your despair. He said, I don't blame the left. They do what they do because it is their nature to do so. Z-Man, you said that to make it seem like they don't think or analyze when forming their opinions. It's just their nature. You tried to minimize their conclusions because they are different than yours. He wrote, why would we expect less? I blame us. Judgment begins at the house of God, and it is we who should shoulder the responsibility of our actions. Z-Man, so then it was out of God's control? He said, I, for one, will go to bed, pray for mercy, and wake up tomorrow and continue life one day at a time. Z-Man, everyone on earth takes life one day at a time. There is no other way to take it. Oh, and tonight when you go to bed and talk to yourself, pray, don't forget to ask God that question I mentioned earlier. He wrote, my wife and I will rest for a month or so and try to catch up on our lives. Z-Man, a whole month? Man, Obama's victory must have really knocked the holy shit out of you and the missus. He said, much has been put on hold as we have fought the good fight. Z-Man, my intense feelings of joy at your misfortune and disappointment is bringing me close to orgasm. Could you please change the subject before I have to go get a cigarette? He said, I will seek God as to the next stage of the journey. Z-Man, after the bad advice he gave you about the last stage of your journey, maybe you should consider changing ghosts. The Hindus have way more than the paltry three you worship, and they probably won't tell you to waste 4 years of your life and your lovely wife chasing after something that he doesn't plan on giving you anyway. The Z-Man wrote, he is the only one who has the right to dictate my life. Z-Man, he's lying to you. There are thousands of other ghosts out there. He said, I belong to him. I feel that this next step will be traveling this great nation to speak for God and liberty. Z-Man, by any chance do you plan to drop by the Westboro Baptist Church? He said, I shall proclaim liberty throughout the land. Z-Man, Paul Revere already beat you to it. Better come up with something a little more original. He said, I, by God's grace and with his help, will bring men and women, boys and girls, to relationship with the most wonderful person I've ever met, Jesus Christ. Z-Man, so you've actually met this guy? Z-Man, Colorado just legalized marijuana, but it sounds like you didn't bother to wait for the process. He wrote, with his aid, revival will come, a third great awakening. Tomorrow morning I will arise and Jesus will still be on the throne. Z-Man, not a problem if you've got a spare bathroom. He wrote, he will still be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Z-Man, that's not what the Muslims say, nor the Jews, nor the Hindus, nor the Buddhists, nor the atheists, nor the rational people, nor for that matter, two-thirds of the world's population. So your King of Kings only rules over a fraction of the population, and even that number dwindles every day. He wrote, Jesus will still reign supreme. None will unseat him. None will make him less than he is. Z-Man, that last part might be true. How can you make a delusion less than it already is? He said, I was reminded tonight by Alice that every great miracle in Scripture followed a very dire moment. Z-Man, so the missus is Alice? Perfect names for a couple of ghost worshippers living in Wonderland, populated with angels, and demons with horns and pitchforks, and saints, and talking snakes, and all kinds of neat things. And as if all that weren't enough, you get to live forever in fairyland. The Z-Man said, maybe God is preparing this nation for a miracle of grace. I sure hope so. I'll close with a short story from Scripture. In Judges 6 and 7, we read the story of Gideon. Because of Israel's evil, God allowed them to be put in bondage for 7 years under the oppression of the Midianites. Z-Man, that sounds so much better than saying that God had them enslaved, which is what he actually did. And to top off your deceit, you carefully avoid criticizing your invisible monster and instead blame the victims by calling them evil, as if that justifies enslavement. The Z-Man said, the oppression caused the people to cry out to God. God heard their sincere cries for aid and contacted Gideon through an angel. Now Gideon wasn't special by any stretch. He was the weakest man in the weakest family in Israel. But who says God has to have man's power to do his work? He chose a plain man, as was his way. The angel said, God is with you, mighty warrior. Gideon looked around for a mighty warrior. Realizing the angel was speaking to him, he responded, but sir, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Z-Man, go ahead and tell him. Tell him that it couldn't have happened to them unless God had willed it so. He continues, then God said, it's time to do some repenting, some tearing down, and some building up. Get right with me, and I will deliver the nation from oppression. Z-Man, let me translate that into modern English. Kiss my ass, and I'll think about it. The Z-Man continues, the devil's people didn't like that very much. They gathered together an army of 135,000 fighting men to put an end to Gideon and his followers, a small army of 32,000 men that had assembled behind Gideon. God said, you have too many men. Gideon said, too many. We're outnumbered 4-1. God said, too many. Tell the men they are welcome to leave if they don't like the odds. 22,000 left. Only 10,000 remained. Now they were outnumbered 13-1. God said, you still have too many. Gideon said, too many? I know you are God, but this is getting ridiculous. God said, yep, still too many. Take the men down by the river and let them drink. The ones who watch while they drink, those are your guys. Gideon said, "All right, but don't say I didn't tell you so." Well, only 300 men won the privilege to fight the 135,000 Midianites that day. Outnumbered 450-1, things were looking pretty grim. Gideon said, "Well, do you have any other great ideas to make the fight more impossible?" God said, "You know I do. I think you ought to put your swords aside and fight with pots and torches." Gideon said, "Do what? Pots and torches? I think you've lost your mind, but you're the boss. If you say pots and torches, then pots and torches it will be. When I get to heaven, I will remind you of my concerns." Not to belabor the story, in the middle of the night, 300 men with pots and torches caused so much confusion in the Midianite camp, they started hacking around with their swords and spears and killed each other. Israel was delivered, and God once again stood supreme. Z-Man, that was the most ridiculous story I've ever heard. Let me get this straight. You actually believe that? You just showed everyone what religion does to the brain. I could shoot a spit wad through a straw into one of your ears, and it would come out the other side without a speck on it. He wrote, "Now why did I tell that story?" Well, Z-Man, I guess you wanted to make sure that everyone out there in Radioland understands that religious fruit balls don't come any nuttier than you. He said, "Because we are like Gideon's men. We have a huge contingent against us, and about the only thing we have to fight with are earthen vessels and lights inside. Folks, if we let those lights that are in us shine in the darkness, God just might give us back our nation." Z-Man, in 100 years, assuming humanity finally achieves a fair degree of rationality, I think they will look back at people like you, people with the minds of little children, and feel sorry, very sorry for the rest of us. On the upside, medieval minds like yours give purpose to rational people. You make it clear just how far we have yet to go to eradicate ghost worship and irrational thinking. He concludes by signing, "Dan Zimmerly, P.S. Hey, I was a southern pig farmer." Z-Man, you really didn't have to tell us that. It wasn't all that hard to figure out. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, Evolutionary History of Lizards and Snakes Reconstructed. The results of a new study reveal a surprising finding about the evolution of snakes, that most snakes we see living on the surface today arose from ancestors that lived underground. The study was based on 44 genes and 161 species of lizards and snakes, one of the largest genetic data sets assembled for reptiles. The results show that almost all groups of snakes arose from within a bizarre group of burrowing blind snakes called Scolecophidians. This finding implies that snakes ancestrally lived underground, and that the thousands of snake species living today on the surface evolved from these subterranean ancestors. Researchers suggest that there are still traces of this subterranean ancestry in the anatomy of surface-dwelling snakes. For example, no matter where they live, snakes have an elongate body and a relatively short tail, and outside of snakes, this body shape is only found in lizards that live underground. Snakes have kept the same basic body shape as they have evolved to invade nearly every habitat on the planet, from rainforest canopies to deserts and even the oceans. And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Eric Hoffer, born 1902, died 1983, at the age of 80. Hoffer was an American social writer. He was the author of 10 books and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in February of 83. His first book, The True Believer, published in 1951, was widely recognized as a classic, receiving critical acclaim from both scholars and laymen. And now for the quote from Eric Hoffer. "Self-righteousness, to a large extent, is a loud din, raised to drown the voice of guilt within."
Are you ready, Goose? love it.